This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The company that kind of upended the old personal safety mantra of never get into a car with a stranger came out with its first comprehensive safety report last night. Over the course of last year, Uber says, in something like 1.3 billion rides in the United States, there were 3,045 sexual assaults, 9 people murdered, and 58 people killed in crashes. Any and all of those are terrible, but just during the time I've been speaking to set up this story, who knows how many more people have gotten in an Uber? Because in a straight-up business model sense, this is a market share story. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has it.
Uber controls roughly 70% of the U.S. rideshare market, and these numbers are unlikely to change that, says Alexandria Ravenel, who wrote the book Hustle and Gig about the gig economy.
I think that Uber has just started to dominate the market in such a way that now we talk about Ubering as opposed to taking a cab. And so I think that we'll still see people using it in very large numbers.
And while this trove of data is highlighting the fact that sexual assault is a problem on the platform, James Hodgson, a mobility analyst at ABI Research, says Uber can use those numbers to tell another story.
In the one case, trying to demonstrate and put out an argument that says, look, actually, when you look at the figures, we are a very safe service relative to other alternatives.
Even though there isn't a ton of data to make that comparison, Uber now has the information to say that reports of sexual assault on its platform dropped 16% in a year. So Uber can argue to regulators,
you know, here's what we're actually doing proactively to make ride-hailing a safer option on the Uber platform.
But strategists like Jason Cieslak at branding and reputation firm Siegel and Gale say these numbers are just going to add fuel to efforts to increase oversight of Uber.
You're going to start seeing that businesses like Uber and other businesses in the gig economy start being held to a higher standard.
Sure enough, today, the chair of the House Transportation Committee, while praising Uber for releasing the data, also called on the company to do more to improve safety on its rides. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.